Hey, this is a Life Minds podcast. This is an online radio program that exposes you to the dangers of not renewing your mind. When your mind is changed, your life will be transformed. Remember, where your mind goes, your life follows. On this program, we will explore lots of spiritual materials that will help renew your mind. The mind is a servant, either to your spirit or to your flesh. The mindset is what controls you. The mind is what you control. Don't use your mouth as a thermometer, which only reads the temperature of your current condition. Allow God's word to change your mouth into a thermostat, which changes the temperature of your life by confessing what God says. Renewing of the mind happens when we celebrate small victories and focus on what God is doing instead of what God is not doing. Listen to our Life Minds podcast and be energized in your spirit, be renewed in your mind, and constantly focus on your Creator. Join me every week and let us dive in into the world of change and growth. Our Life Minds podcast. Keep living in the fullness of God's word. A Life Minds podcast. Keep living in the fullness of God's word. Hey guys, another episode of a Life Mind podcast here. I want to welcome you to another episode of this mind renewing podcast. This is a podcast that helps to renew your mind, energize your spirit, and constantly lead you to your Creator. I remain your host, Titila, your Adelani. In the previous episodes, we have started a topic, anger. Yeah, I tried to explain what anger is all about. And in the last episode, we talked about the consequences of anger, which includes the physical and the spiritual consequences of anger. So today I will be rounding up this particular topic on how to deal with your anger in a godly way. Yeah, there are different ways people deal with their anger, but let me ask you, do people actually deal with their anger? No. I told you in the last episode that the flesh would want to express itself. The flesh would want to show itself. And if the flesh does not have the opportunity to express itself, it feels frustrated. It doesn't feel happy. It feels weak, you know, especially when you listen to some words, some voices you hear in your mind telling you that you're weak because you can't fight back, because you can't react, you know. So all these words, all these things that you are hearing, it leads to the frustration of the flesh. So most people don't really control their anger. About out of 100% of people, about 90% are still having anger issue. Do you know that even this anger we are talking about could be hereditary? Yes. You know, it can be passed down from the lineage, from one generation to another. Some people say it lies in the blood. So that's why sometimes you find it very difficult for some people to control their anger level, except the Holy Spirit is involved. Now we will be looking at, we'll be walking around a particular verse of the scriptures today. That is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32. It says, "Whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city." I read again, Proverbs 16, verse 32. "Whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city," which means anyone that has the power to rule his spirit has self-control. But remember one thing you must understand, one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is control. So which means if you don't have the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of you, it might be very difficult for you to have a self-control. Now let me tell you something, some people might want to fake the self-control. They may think that they want to control themselves, but I want to tell you that no matter how you fake it, it will still let it loose. It will still let itself out. So the only thing you can actually use to
to subdue the flesh is with the help of the Holy Spirit, is not creating a rule for yourself or creating a boundary for yourself. I don't want to do this. There will be a time that rules is going to fail you. So in today's podcast, we will look at ways you can deal with anger, but in a godly way. So sit back and listen. I'll be right back. Right, let's look at practical godly ways you can deal with anger. Like I said before, there are several ways people deal with your anger, but in this podcast today, I want to share with you practical ways in the sense that things I have actually practiced and have worked for me in the past. So that is why I said it's a practical ways on how to deal with anger. Now, in the last episode, about two episodes ago, I talked about passive aggression. Now, this kind of anger is when people don't accept that they are angry, but within themselves, they are actually angry. Now, this kind of anger, like I said in the last episode, that it causes depression, is when they actually fuel their mind with lots of thoughts and it builds up this anger in them and it keeps growing. Hatred, bitterness start growing in their heart and it can lead to a lot of things. So one thing you must understand, that when you are angry, there are a lot of thoughts that could fuel your anger the more. One of the things that could fuel your anger is your thoughts. You know, people think, okay, you know, we think differently. That's one thing you must understand. Human beings think differently. The way I'm brought up is different from the way you are brought up. We grew up in different environments. We grew up in different ways. So that is why we think differently. Remember, I told you of a lady that said she can never ever tell anybody sorry. And I was like, wow, you can't tell anybody sorry. How will you know if you have hurt someone so that you can apologize? And she said, I can never hurt anybody. So that's one thinking. That is what mindset. So and that kind of mindset has been controlled. And she has been living that kind of lifestyle, learning not to tell anyone sorry, because she said her mother has not brought her up the way to tell anybody sorry. You can imagine. So we want to look at ways you can control your anger, either the passive anger, either the open anger, either the assertive anger. But someone may just be asking, which one is better? Well, one thing you must understand, anger is anger. But one thing you must know is that do not sin by allowing your anger to control you. Sin steps in when your anger controls you. Sin steps in when you allow that anger to make you do those things that are abominable to God. Now, one thing you must understand, I want to share some tips with you, godly tips with you that can help you control your anger. In the book of Psalms chapter 37 verse 8, the Bible says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. Do not fret. It only causes harm. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It causes harm. Now, one thing you must understand, the Bible is actually commanding it. It's telling you, cease from anger. You know, it's a command. Cease from anger. Forsake wrath. And the last part said it causes harm. And number one tips you must have at the back of your mind, how to control your anger, is whenever you come across a provocation, someone provoked you or something, the first way you must know is that you must accept the fact that you are angry. Yes, that's the very first thing you must understand. Accept the fact that you are angry. Remember passive aggression. You tell the person you are angry, and the person will not just accept that he is angry. And the person will not be saying, I'm not angry. And probably some people will, there are some ways some people will even say, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed. It's a big lie. You better say that you are angry. Accept it that you are angry. So instead of saying that I'm disappointed, So being disappointed is not the same thing as being angry. So you are angry, yeah, accept the fact that you are angry. So accept the fact that you are angry. Whenever some kind of provocation comes up, accept the fact that you are angry. Another thing is that you must assess the source of the anger. Now, where is this provocation coming from? Now, you must understand that the provocation comes from different sources. Now, how you deal with the anger from a market woman is different from how you deal with an anger from your boss, or how you deal with an anger from your fellow colleague at work. Yeah. So there are different ways we deal with anger. So looking at, assess the source where it's coming from. So once you accept that you are angry, fine. Look at where that source of the provocation is coming from. Is it from my boss? Is it from my husband? Is it from my teammate? Is it from my pastor? Is it from my children? Is it from those market women, those sellers in the market? So assess that sources. Where is it coming from? Who actually provoked me? You must know that how you handle the anger is different. They handle it differently. So assess that source. Where is it coming from? Now, once you have done that, now you must have this at the back of your mind that every man, every woman has his or her own weaknesses. Every man, every woman has his or her own weaknesses. We think separately. We think differently. Like I said at the beginning of this podcast, that we have different thinking faculty. The way I think is definitely different from the way you think. So we think differently. Yeah, we think differently. So accept the weakness of other people. Now, someone might just walk up to you and say, look at you, you are looking so horrible. And you look at yourself, indeed, you are not looking horrible. And it wants to stir up some kind of anger in you. Now, accept it that that person's thinking is in that direction. But you cannot just get angry except you accept, you grant the permission of it. Something cannot spoil your mind. Something cannot make you get angry. Something cannot make you unhappy except you give the permission. If you don't give the permission, I want to tell you, it will not bother you. Yes, it can't bother you. So once you accept other people's weaknesses, someone just come up and talk to you anyhow, or probably your boss at work comes to you, talk to you anyhow, he said, why are you like this? You know, there are some boss who could be so mean. Some bosses could be so mean. You know, they'll say, you are so mean. You are senseless. You are this one. But you look at yourself and you say, am I really senseless? And you know deep down in you that you are not senseless. God has not created you to be senseless, for crying out loud. So if you have this at the back of your mind, that you are not senseless, so why will you accept it if someone should say it to you? So you look at other people. You know, there are some people that don't even know how to talk to them. They don't know how to address people. They don't know how to address people with good manners. They don't know how to address people with cautiousness. You know, they have this courtesy to address people. There are some people that lack this character. Yeah, there are people like that. Now you accept the weakness of other people, because they can just walk up to you, people around you, your neighbors, your people in the church of God. Forget that we come to the church, we raise up our holy hands to worship God together and all that. There are people that are still having character issue. There are people that can talk to anybody anyhow. There are people that don't even have this kind of self. You know, they don't have respect for their fellow brother. They don't have respect for their fellow sister. They are just coming to church. We just pray. You know, those kind of people, we can't send them away, for crying out loud. We just keep praying for them and keep feeding them with the word of God till the Holy Spirit finally arrests those kind of people. So in case you find yourself in an encounter with such people, one thing you must understand, you must accept people's weakness. Yes, you must accept people's weaknesses. Now, if you're dealing with a market woman, someone around you, your neighbor or market woman, and the person just talks back at you, one thing you must realize that you don't need to talk back. Why? Because the person's level of thinking made him or her to talk that way. So once you talk, you are bringing yourself down to the level of that person. And God has created you as a child of God to always lead. God has created you as a child of God to always be above all the time. God has actually created you as a child of God to always be a role model to other people. You don't even know who is watching you. You don't know who is taking note of your lifestyle. You don't know who is looking at you or studying you from afar. So when you try to talk back at that point in time, you are bringing yourself down to the level of such a person. And if something happens and you try to keep quiet, probably the person talks back and you are angry, you've accepted you are angry and you know the source of the anger, and you're looking at it, I accept that this person is weak in this aspect, I accept that that is the person's level of understanding, I accept that that is the person's level of thinking, and you just keep quiet. As human, I want to be sincere with you. As human, there is this kind of voice that talks, that speaks up in your mind. I say, would you want to keep quiet and go like that? Would you want to just leave this woman or this man and let him go? He will feel that you are weak. He will take you for granted. Why not give him or give her back your own? That is how some people will just fall after they've been trying to control themselves forced for a very long time. Just listening to those words will bring them down. So once you assess the source of your anger, one thing you must understand is that accept the weakness of others. Accept that we don't think the same way. Accept the fact that we don't reason the same way. Accept the fact that we grew up in different ways. Accept the fact that we are different. Accept the fact God has even wired us differently. You know, there are some people even in the church of God that are even spirit filled. Sometimes they will allow the flesh to control them, and they will even be like a stumbling block to you even in the house of God. So one of the major problems of humans is that they find it very difficult to overlook. Yeah, we find it very difficult to overlook things. You know, we'd want to just express ourselves all the time. Expression has been the problem of flesh. They would just want to express themselves and they finally put themselves in trouble. So once you accept the weakness of other people, you will learn to overlook, yes. You will learn to overlook the weakness that, okay, it's that person's thinking, it's that person's reasoning, so let me just overlook and walk away. So you accept that. And if you find out that the source of anger is coming from another person, and you feel that this person is someone I can talk to, and be assertive about this thing. You talk about it. Now let's talk about probably in your place of work, your teammate, your colleague at workplace, and this woman has just been an impossible person. Is someone that doesn't listen, gets people angry, hurts people anyhow. And you yourself, you are just hurting yourself. You get angry whenever this person talks. You get angry whenever this person, you know, reacts one way. You must understand that there are people you can actually call and be assertive about this whole thing. You sit the person down and talk. Remember, you have accepted that you're hungry. Just tell the person, you know, I'm hungry right now. Now, and this is the source, this is the reason why everything. You shouldn't have done it this way. You shouldn't have done it this way. And if the person is reasonable enough, if the person is someone that thinks rightly, the person should be able to apologize immediately. Yes. Yeah, you may be saying, there are people that will not apologize. There are people that will not even say, I'm sorry. Yes, I accept that. But once you have said your own and the person would not just accept it as a mistake, now you must accept that person's weakness. That is that person's weakness. I overlook it. Yes. You may be saying, I cannot overlook it. It's not possible. Then you too, you have a problem. If you could say, I cannot overlook it, then you yourself, you have a problem. So which means two people that have a problem coming together, tell me, it's going to be a serious problem. Problem plus problem will always yield to problems. And it's going to compound the whole problem. So once you talk about it, you talk to this person, and the person will not just accept that he has done something wrong and is not even ready to apologize. One thing you must understand, overlook it and accept that that is that person's weakness. And you let it go. Remember, we are using a godly way on how to handle anger. Well, in the people of the world will say, okay, this is what you will do. You make the person apologize by all means and all that. By so doing, you gain your self-respect. Please and please, we are children of God. We are created in the image of God. And one thing you must understand, that this podcast is all about renewing your mind. It's all about energizing your spirit and getting you constantly connected to your Creator. In this podcast, we are not trying to energize the flesh. We are not trying to give praises to the flesh. But the main thing we are about, we are all after in this podcast, is to make sure that the Spirit of God increases in you. The Spirit of God find a place to grow and become great in you. And one of the ways you can actually allow the Holy Spirit grow in you is when you give Him the chance to grow in you. It is when you allow the Holy Spirit to find its way, to find expression in your life. Because when you keep saying that, no, I can't just accept it, but as you are strengthening the flesh by saying that you are growing the flesh, by saying that you are telling the flesh, oh, your flesh, just have your way. You are telling the flesh, come on, take your place. Yeah. But when the Holy Spirit comes to take the place, the flesh gradually silences itself. Things no longer matter to you. Even you learn to overlook. Even when the person comes and starts saying all sorts of things that is not like I could be provoking to you, you may want to get angry. And once you look at all the steps, you look at the sources of where the anger is coming from, you look at that, you accept that person's weakness, that is the way that person could think. And you if you've actually talked to this person that, okay, this is how it should be, and the person will not just accept. Just be ready to forgive the person for your own good. Yeah, be ready to forgive yourself. I mean, the person. And accept this, because if you don't forgive, you are putting yourself at a great risk. So just be ready to forgive for your own good. For your own good, for your own good. Even if the person apologizes or not, be ready to forgive for your own good. Why? Because remember, you are asking God for a lot of things. Remember, you tell God that, God, as we forgive those who forgive us this day as sins, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Which means, can you actually say boldly to God whenever you approach Him and say, Lord, forgive me my sin as I have forgiven my fellow brother, my sister? But if you have not forgiven, you can't just say it boldly before God that God should forgive you your sin. Why? Because it cannot even be possible since you don't forgive. So be ready to forgive, because once you forgive, you freely receive the gift of forgiveness from God anytime you approach Him. So even if the person apologizes or not, just be ready to forgive and let go. So it doesn't matter where the source of this provocation is coming from. So once the anger occurs, accept it. Look at where the source of it is coming from. Anyone, wherever it is, know that this is what got you angry. Accept the weakness of that person, that this person actually reacted this way based on his level of reasoning. And be assertive. If it's someone that you can talk to and speak out to this person, that, okay, this is how it is. You know, they are not all of the people that you should address or be assertive about. You know, it's not all people you could just come and talk to and say, okay, this is what you have done is not right and all that. In that case, allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. Yeah. Because once you are assertive about it, you talk about it. And as you're talking about it, the person could apologize, yes, and the person could not apologize. And if the person apologized, fine, be ready to forgive. And if the person would not just apologize, fine, still be ready to forgive. And one thing you must understand is that guard your heart diligently. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23, it says, guard your heart diligently because out of it flows the issues of life. Everything that happens to a man flows from the mind. You know, the heart and the mind is constantly, interchangeably used in the scriptures. The heart and the mind is the seat of your reasoning. So when you guard your heart with all diligence, you save a lot. You save yourself from a lot of mess. You save yourself a lot from a lot of problem. Now in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5, the Bible says, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You must understand that our thought and our thinking is so powerful. You only fuel your anger with the wrong thought. Once you are angry and you allow those thoughts to keep growing in you, you begin to fuel it, and as you are fueling it, you are allowing bitterness to grow in you, and you are allowing hatred to begin to grow in you. And once you allow this to begin to manifest and grow in you, then you allow the devil. The devil is knocking at the door of your heart. And anger will just allow it to, you know, will just open up the door of your heart to the devil. And the devil will just come in and start being the Lord of your heart. So, and when the devil becomes the Lord of the heart of a man, wow, that's a big disaster. That's a big problem. It's a big issue. It's a big matter. Yes. So your thought, your heart. So when you fuel your anger with the wrong thought, it can cause a situation that could be beyond your control. Because that is why that passive anger, I keep mentioning it. It kills faster. It kills faster. Why? Because you're bottling up a lot of things in your mind. And as you're bottling up a lot of things in your mind, you are fueling that anger with a lot of wrong thoughts. And as you're fueling it with a lot of wrong thoughts, it begins to grow and it begins to mature. And as it begins to mature, it begins to bear the wrong fruit. Evil fruit. You know, once you water a particular plant, you keep watering a plant. As you're watering the plant, it will get to a point that the plant will start producing fruit. And once it now depends on the nature of the plant that you are watering. Yeah, for instance, now you are watering a mango tree. Definitely one day that mango would definitely be giving you mangoes. Now once you keep watering anger with the wrong thought, which is the water, to water it, to fuel it. I want to tell you, one of the fruit of this tree of anger is hatred. Yes, bitterness, you know. And once this bitterness, jealousy, envy. So once this comes up, you know, there's this kind of fury that comes in you, and the wrath, it gives birth to wrath and rage. That is the full mature level of anger. So once you constantly fuel your heart with the wrong thoughts, you fuel your anger with the wrong thought, all this will come into place. And the devil will constantly stay beside you. Know the devil is looking for a conducive environment where he can just sit down and you know, enjoy himself, an environment that he feels that, wow, I think this is my child, let me just stay around this person. This person is creating a conducive environment for me. This person is creating a nice environment for me. Let's just flow along together. So the devil will just stick around. And as you're doing that, wow, you are opening the door for a lot of attacks from the devil. So guard your heart with all diligence. Out of it flows the issues of life. And what are the issues of life? These issues of life, everything that you can actually see in this life, everything you can come across in this life, everything you can experience in this life. So out of it, everything you start thinking comes from your heart. You know, the thoughts start coming up from your heart. It start growing, start piling up in your heart. So that is why the Bible is admonishing that you should guard your heart. So I said I said something even in the previous episodes that you are like a gate man. You are like a gate man, your gatekeeper. Your heart is like a gate, and it's not left to you for who you will leave your heart open to. If you want to leave your mind open for anything to come inside, fine. And once anything comes inside, it can lead to a disaster. Anything that can come in and cause a lot of harm on that person. So you are like a gatekeeper, and your heart is, your mind is a gate. So it is not left for you to guard your gate, your gate, which is your mind, diligently. It is not left for you to constantly guard your mind, constantly guard the seat of your thoughts. It is very possible for bad thoughts to come. Yeah, you can't stop it. But once it comes, what do? You constantly stop it. You bounce it back. You know, look at those bouncers. You know the function of those bouncers. They see people that are not supposed to be in that gallery. What do? They just bounce them off and they send them away. That is how you're supposed to do for your life. Because once you take it with all your heart, you stand as a bouncer that, no, this cannot enter my mind. This cannot enter my mind. Then you bounce it back. So when we say guard your heart diligently, 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 when we say diligence, with everything you have, with all your power, with all your might, with everything that is inside of you, guard your heart with all diligence. So these are the practical ways on how to deal with your anger. Accept the fact that you are angry. Forget the passive anger. Accept the fact, yeah, it seems I want to get angry now. And you just tell yourself, I'm angry now. I'm angry. And you said, you just assess the source of the anger. Accept other people's weaknesses. When they talk anyhow, instead of you to just keep dwelling on it, just accept that that's the way the person could think. And be assertive about it. Talk about it. If the person apologizes, fine, forgive. And if the person will not just apologize, forgive all the same way. All the same. And be ready to forgive all the time. Be ready to forgive all the time. For your own good. Yeah. And finally, guard your heart with all diligence.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Alive Minds podcast. Every episode of this podcast is downloadable. Feel free to share this podcast to bless a soul today. Keep living in the fullness of God's word.